As you savour a nice cup of coffee to help wake up, here's some sobering news about how much sleep Australian teenagers are getting. And researchers say it should serve as a wake-up call for parents and schools. A quarter of kids aged between 12 and 15 and half of all 16 and 17-year-olds aren't getting enough shut-eye on school nights, and sometimes even less on weekends. The Australian Institute of Family Studies conducted the research and it says there is a clear line between lack of sleep and poor mental health. Rachel Mealy reports.
Ask any teenager how much sleep they're getting and the answer is probably not enough.
I'm Zach and I'm 14, yeah.
And how much sleep do you get every night?
It really depends, but maybe about 7 hours. On weekends, probably 6 hours. Maybe 5.
Health Department guidelines say 14 to 17-year-olds should be getting between 8 and 10 hours of sleep a night, while 5 to 13-year-olds need between 9 and 11 hours. Zach says his parents encourage him to get to bed earlier, but he doesn't always listen.
They tell me to go to bed, but I usually stay up a lot later. I'm probably the last one to go to bed most nights, and they don't know.
And what are you doing?
I just mostly can't get to sleep, so I just got my laptop and my phone.
The study found that screen usage and the amount of homework are the main factors delaying teens getting to bed on school nights. Dr. Tracy Evans-Whipp is a research fellow at the Institute of Family Studies.
You know, in this study, we did find very strong relationships between mental health and sleep. So children that weren't getting enough sleep were much more likely to have symptoms of anxiety or depression. And we actually even just asked them how happy they felt. And those kids that weren't getting enough sleep were reporting that they weren't as happy.
13-year-old Emma has been having so many problems getting to sleep that she started taking the hormone melatonin before she turns in for the night.
If I have a good night's sleep, I'm like really energetic and can do more. Whereas when I'm not, I don't tend to listen and I keep stop focusing.
Her mother, Lorraine, says Emma has trouble leaving the day behind.
If she just takes melatonin 10 minutes before sleep, she tends to go to sleep in a more peaceful way. I presume it's anxiety that causes it. She's obviously thinking about what's happened during the day. Probably the phones didn't help, so we're trying to improve our going to bed patterns, and you know the melatonin just helps to calm her and relax her enough to just fall off peacefully rather than thinking about her whole day.
She says getting teens to put down their screens can be a nightly challenge.
It's very difficult because this generation want to be on their iPhones and their iPads, and that's what they do. They're talking to their friends, they're playing games, and it's a battle to get them off to actually then relax enough to be able to fall asleep.
And I guess having tension at that time of night leads to problems with sleeping.
And their brains are active. They're still doing too much when they should be, you know, relaxed and ready to fall asleep. And it just doesn't happen when they're on games.
And that's Lorraine, the parent of a teenager, Rachel Mealy, reporting there.